Eli Hunt is one of a handful of students nearly finished reassembling the skeleton of a large beaver nicknamed Pumpkin. Pumpkin has been mostly epoxied together, but as the high schooler shows me, some of the larger joints need better bracing.
I'm about to take the Dremel tool and drill into the beaver's humerus right below the ball joint where it connects to the pelvis.
This is Hunt's third time taking this one-credit, weekend-long course offered at the Bristol Bay campus. By Sunday afternoon, the five students working on reassembling the beaver are nearly finished. Every bone in the mammal's body has been boiled clean, bleached white, identified, categorized, and put back together like a puzzle or model airplane.
I think it went good. I think it went all the way through. That's
Pumpkin is suspended from the ceiling, and they're still picking his final pose.
We were debating between him holding a twig or just swimming.
Says Christopher Marks, who's taking the course for the first time, the team settles on beaver on surface, head exposed, twig in hands, which Aquila Kapotik tells me was proving a little tough to do.
It's not that easy. Gotta do some work to it the way you want it.
The students are using epoxy, superglue, piano wire, and metal rods in place of ligaments, tendons, muscle, and sinew to connect the bones and flex the skeleton just the way they see fit. Across the lab, another five students are doing the same thing with a lynx skeleton. An otter and a fox assembled during past courses hang dramatically from the lab ceiling.
Each time we do the class, it's a little bit different, but the idea is that students learn how to prepare the bones, you know, from having a carcass, clean them up, and then put them back together.
Clint Ray was one of two instructors for the weekend course, which he has now taught several times, mostly to high school students.
The goal behind it is really just to get students interested in this kind of project. Having said that, it's really interesting. It's a really fun class.
During this course, the students not only finished a lynx and a beaver, but also butchered, baked, and cleaned a freshly trapped otter to be assembled in the next class. Some spoke of trying a waterfowl next, or even a moose one of these days, but Ray says there is already something larger slated for a delicate reassembly.
The hope is that we'll be able to train some students that are going to be interested in helping us on the whale project that we have.
The whale project is the set of bones from the female orca and its fetus that died after a bizarre extended stay in the Nooshigak River back in 2011. A permit was obtained for the school district to keep and study the bones, and local science teachers like Ray and Nathan Katsubas have jealously fought to keep them here, as some outside researchers have tried to use federal clout to get their own hands on them. The whale carcasses, now bones, have continued to provide a step-by-step research project with one little catch.
They really stink. Yeah, it's nasty. Although they don't stink now, they don't stink as badly now as they did when we were pulling them off the beach. But the fetus bones, when we took them out of the fetus, we did that as a continuing education class for high school teachers because it was really pretty disgusting.
It was so bad that Ray says they didn't offer that portion to the high school students for fear of scaring them out of further interest. The adult female is now stored in a Connex box, and the orca fetus is mostly cleaned and now in the freezer. For the reassembly, Ray plans to put to use the campus's nifty 3D scanner and printer.
Which is incredible for this project because we can scan all of the bones and practice on plastic ones that we print with the 3D printer rather than having to play with the really fragile and unique bones of the orca fetus.
But that's still a little down the road. Fetus bones still need further cleaning, then they'll be carefully illustrated one at a time. Ray says it'll probably take a semester or more to assemble the fetus, and that's to say nothing of the adult. These weekend courses are preparing the students to do just that, as they're learning from their mistakes on less unique mammals. It's also just a good weekend course in interesting backyard science, says Chris Marks.
I've learned a lot of the anatomy of this animal. It's a good way to learn about bones and how they go together.
At the end of the weekend, one student smartly quipped that, if nothing else, he now welcomed the next chance to put together some IKEA furniture without the included instructions. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.